with you, so that we may share them with the world. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Before we release the children to Kids Quest, I want to let you know that the elders have made an amazingly wonderful decision to generously share our resources as a church. This afternoon, if you drive past the church, you're going to see some cars that are in our parking lot. You're going to see the doors of the Christian Ed building open, and this is why. So watch the screens. I really want to commend our elders. From 4 to 6 every Sunday afternoon, now in our fireside room and into the Christian Ed building, Neighborhood Church, whom we have been praying for the last, I think, 4 years. They've been meeting at Jackson School for the last several years since they planted the church. They approached us and said, would you consider allowing us to rent your space, because it's really difficult to create a community in the school. The facilities are subpar. And our elders considered it, met, that was Pastor Joe White. He's the lead pastor of Neighborhood Church. And we prayed about it. And so now, again, it's an opportunity for us to share our resources, expand our influence. It's a privilege to be able to make an impact through Neighborhood Church right here in this neighborhood. They consider the neighborhood across First Street their church, whether the people in the neighborhood know it or not. So it's a wonderful opportunity. So we'd like to release the children now for Kids Quest, ages 3 to 5, with Mrs. Garabedian. Those older who will be going to practice for the Christmas program with Karina and RP Collegian. And for the rest of us who are staying here in the sanctuary, please turn to Matthew chapter 22. Hima asvazo chuchin gagartam avedaran ast matyosi kasan yegrot kuhun yerusun chorsin karasun hamar nera. Avedaran ast matyosi kasan yegrot kuhun yerusun chorsin karasun hamar nera. That's page 362 in the, it's page 736 in the English Bible if you'd like to follow along with the translation as well. Avidaranast Matyosi Sanyegrot Kuhun Yerisun Chors. Parasetsi Nera Yirp Lesetsin Te Aniga, I think in Jesus, Papan Tsetsuts Satugetsinera Megdir Jehovetsan Yev Anonsme Orinaganma Hartsuts Zaniga Portselov Vartabed Vor Badviranka Medze Orenkin Mech Hisusasav Kuder Astvadzet Sirets Sires Kupolor Srdovet Yev Kupolor Ansovet U Polor Mutkovet Ase arachin u medz badviranka u yegrot asornaman kongeret sires ku ansit pes ais yergu badvirankin gahvadzen polor orenka yev markaren nera der orne irsurp hoskin antertsuma yep kemadazenk yegetsi masin mitket gernakal Shinkim masin gam hokevor yerkeru gam badanyatsin gam karozim masin. Sagain aisor gapapakim vor horhink igetsiin nabadagin masin. I think in chu asvads stel zets ir yegetsin. In chu menk gamanank ais yergivara. In chu Christos ir marmine, I think in yegetsin. Yergink chi daner. Ansekets mezi ais asharin mech, vorbesi tsutsenenk ir parke yev ir purguchan zorutyuna. Anor hamar gmananq. Yegeetsin tsuits kuda mer asharin purguchan ngarme, vorchap zoravor e mer astvads ner pokhelu hamar. An gnere mezi Եվ երկու մեծ բադվիրաններ մեզի գուդա, ան գհրամայե մեզի սիրել իրեն մեր ամբողջ սրտով, հոգիով, մտքով և ուժով, և մեր անգերները սիրել մեր անձինպես։ Բարձեն, սակայն անոնց չենք կրնար գադարել մեր բնական ուժով, իր սրբ հոգիին ներկայությամբ և զորությամբ հույս ունինք։ Մեր սերը աստուծո և մեր անգերներուն համար գծուցն է, որ Քրիստոս գաբրի և մերել ներեն հարություն առավ։ Գծուցն է, որ մեր մեջ կպնագի, որբեսի մեզ ներպոխե։ Կսիրենք աստուծո հնազանդությամբ։ Մեր պարերը բարաբ է, եթե չենք հնազանդիր։ Հիսուսը սավ, որ մեր գեցվածքին և ոչ թե մեր հոսկերուն վրա գգետրոնանա։ Կբաշտենք երկով և իր հոսկը լսելով։ Եվ հավակված ենք իպր եգեցի բաշտելու, որբեսի հասկանանք, որ մեր աստծո հետ հարապերության գյանքը բադահի հարորդակցության մեջ առանցին չենք։ Անոր համար Հիսուս այս երկու բարվիրաններ միացուց, աստծո սիրե և իրարու սիրե։ Միասին աշխարի ցույց կտանք, որ աստծո թակավորությունը իսկապես եղած է, իր սիրող թակավորությունը։ Ուրիշ պատարդություն եգեցին համար չի գա։ Մենք աստծո գսիրենք, ինչպես սի, հնազանդությամբ։ Եվ լավակույն ձևով մեր ընկերներ սիրենք աշակերտելով զանոնք։ Ավետարանաս Մատթեոսի 28-րդ գլխուն 19-ին 20 համաները Հիսուսը ասավ. Ամեն իշխանություն ինձի դրվեցավ երկինքի ու երկրի մեջ։ Ուրեմն կացեք, բոլոր ասկերը աշակերտեցեք, մկրտեցեք զանոնք, հանուն հոր և որդվո և հոգվույն սրբո։ Սորվեցուցեք անոնց, որ այն բոլոր բաները բահեն, ինչ որ ես ձեզի բադիրեցի։ Ահա ամեն օր ես ձեզի հետ եմ, մինչև աշխարհիս վերջը։ Երբ իրարու աշակերտենք, Հիսուսի վերջին բադվիրանը կգադարենք։ Անկրնով գսենք, the Great Commission, we fulfill the Great Commission. Մեր սերը նաև պետք է ցույց տանք սորվեցնելով։ Իրարու պետք է սորվեցնենք, ինչ որ Հիսուս բադվիրեց և սորվեցուց։ Պետք է սորվեցնենք Աստծո խոսքը և ինչպես գրնանք հնազանդիլ Սուրբ Հոգիով։ Ավետարանը ամենուն հետ պետք է բաժնեցինք, որպեսզի գիտնան, որ Հիսուս զիրեն կսիրե և շատ կարևոր այս, որ ինքը իր ստեղծագործությունը պիտի տադե վերջավորության։ Հիսուսի մեջ հույս ունենք փրկության համար և ներփոխության համար։ Ուրեմն սիրեցեք Աստծո և իրարու։ Աստիկա եկեղեցին գոչումը, մեր եկեղեցին համար և ամեն եկեղեցի այս աշխարհին մեջ ոևը մեկտեղ։ Ամեն։ I hope you'll take that to heart. I know that many of you don't understand Armenian or just follow along quickly through the translation, but I hope you'll take to heart what our purpose is as a church. It goes way beyond just an hour, a little over an hour meeting on Sunday mornings. Please stand. And we're going to sing the Heider Mer after communion. Forgive me. You stay seated, I'll stay standing, and I will lead us in prayer. Last week we prayed for the family of Kevor Kajamian. Cindy Reddick asked us to pray for Kevork's family because Kevork was a very close friend of Michael's. The family has asked that we would bring their family again before the Lord, so we'll be doing that in just a moment. Are there any other prayer requests or points of praise that you'd like to share with the congregation this morning? Yes, Fernando?
Hey, Greg. I'm not Armenian, but I married one. So it matters what happened to Armenians. And I think these past weeks, I've seen a lot of stuff on the news, not a lot of stuff, but on Facebook about the recognition of. That's a big thing for me. And I want to praise God for that because not only now it's recognized, but now as a proxy Armenian, I guess you can call me, we have a responsibility even greater than the recognition of what happened to your people. And as Ruth said, you know, your people are my people, and your God is my God. So I praise God.
Amen. I hope you all saw the news that the House of Representatives issued a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide. And depending on how you view the news, it is amazing what God will do and how God will use things happening in the world for the benefit of some and to the chagrin of others. But that was actually the day that Paul and Kim and Jay and Sue got back from Armenia. From Turkey. That was a slip. So they got back on Tuesday night, and it was very interesting when they got back, and I told them, and Jay said, wow, that's amazing. Did you know that was Turkish Independence Day? So our House of Representatives were trying to make a point. So that was really something. And again, we give thanks for what happened in Turkey. I think we'll have our report next week. And so please be sure to be here to learn about what God did in Turkey during this recent time. I want to urge you to be in prayer for the Turkish church, for the people who serve in the Turkish church. Andrew Brunson, as we prayed for, is back home. But it was really interesting. Paul told me this week that one of our classmates from seminary actually is now the lead pastor at that at this evangelical Presbyterian church in Izmir. So the ministry continues, even though Dr. Brunson is back in the United States. If you'd like a book, we have copies of it in the back. We'd love for you to read that. My one warning is don't do it in one sitting. You will be exhausted. That's what happened to me. But you feel the heart of God and you feel what's going on. Are there any? Oh, yes, Craig, you wanted to. No? Okay. Yes, Maggie. Okay, we pray for Jeff for healing. Yes, Cindy. Yep, we prayed for John's father last week, and he went to be with the Lord this week. And so they're preparing for a memorial service in December, but we want to pray for your family. Any others? Yes, Janik. Wow, what's his name? David. Wow. And we have others in the church who are dealing with rheumatoid arthritis too, so we'll pray for them. Yes. Amen. See, and I'm jealous of you, David, because you're getting your hair back. That's never going to happen for me. Yes, Karine. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. We want to be in prayer for our merchants' lunch, for the men and women who are serving it, who are welcoming people into our sanctuary. That's our sanctuary, into our fellowship hall. But that it would be truly an expression of the love of Christ in our community. There's so much work that has gone on that you all have done, and as God and I say, said, you're doing a great job in preparing for it. All the rest of the preparations happened this week, and so thank you for that. But know that there will be many people who will come for our lunch, but something more is going to happen for them, and that's what we want to ask that God will do, is that there will be a grace extended to them through us, that they might know the love of Christ, whether it's spoken or just intangible. So we want that to, we want to pray for that. So, exactly. Let's pray together now. Father, it is a great privilege. We get to come into your presence, not just by ourselves, but with our brothers and sisters. Thank you, thank you, thank you that your ears are open to our cry, that you know what's on our hearts before we open our mouths or even turn our thoughts toward you. Thank you that you pay attention, that you take our lives so seriously. We matter to you, and we boldly claim that this morning. We thank you that you are involved in every detail of our lives. How do we say thank you adequately for that? Whether it's for cancer numbers dropping, whether it's for comfort in the face of death, whether it's for enjoying each other and being able to accomplish something like preparations for this lunch, whether it's being a part of your work in Turkey, Lord, how do we say thank you enough to think, Lord, that our nation is finally bringing to the surface, for whatever their reasons, they're finally bringing to the surface that we were the victims of a genocide. Thank you for that. Thank you more that you preserved us, that you have preserved a remnant, and Lord, at least some of your people among our people continue to praise your name. Our desire, Lord, is that the joy that the Armenian community had with that recognition, Lord, that their joy in you, their praise in you would so far overshadow that, that our people would become truly a nation that gives you honor and praise and glory. But I pray that when you work among Armenians, Lord, that there would be a greater and even stronger witness for the truth. And they would recognize in us a people that by your mercy and grace still love you, even in the face of the deep sorrow and tragedy that we faced. And I pray that that would be the story of our people. Pray that that would be our story, each one of our stories. Lord, whether it's young David needing healing for his rheumatoid arthritis, whether it's Jeff facing his challenges, Linda, Lord, each one, think of the Reddicks with Vern's homecoming, Garinev with her eye, Lord, every one, and I know there are so many that are unspoken. Lord, hear the cries of our hearts. Convince us that you are with us, that you not only bring comfort, but you have power to meet our needs. Lord, open our eyes. Move in our hearts. We pray for our sister church, neighborhood church, as they get started today in this worship space. We ask that they would experience such joy and such a deep sense of blessing. Lord, this isn't us providing this space for them, it's you. Thank you for giving us the privilege to share this space so that their church could thrive and flourish. We ask that this neighborhood would continue to be changed because of this church and because they're going to be meeting in this space. Lord, bring your blessing on them. We ask your blessing on the church in Turkey. You are doing what up until now would have been unimaginable. To think that Turks are coming to faith in Christ, that they're asking questions about Christ, that the land that even our call to worship, that scripture was written to people in the land that is now Turkey, that is now becoming a place where people are coming to know you. Lord, strengthen your children there. Strengthen those men and women that you've called to be leaders. Lord, make disciples among Turks through your church. And we pray that it would be unfathomable to those who are watching, that they would have no explanation, and that as they experience the love of Christ, that they would come to faith. And Lord, we ask that same thing through us here, through First Armenian Presbyterian Church. Lord, we want to become and to be a disciple-making church where we are transformed by the power of God, by your Holy Spirit, through your word, that, Lord, convince us that we really can obey you, that we really can love you and love each other. But we need your Holy Spirit to do this. And so our prayer is that you would move in us. I pray that as we share communion today, that it would be so much more than a piece of bread and some juice in a cup, that your Holy Spirit would meet us. And even in the rest of our singing and hearing the sermon, Lord, that you would be moving so that we might experience truly communion with you. We desperately need you, and we ask, Lord, that you would meet us. Please receive our tithes. Please receive our offerings, Lord. Grant us faith to give wholeheartedly. Lord, we open our hearts and our minds, all that we are, to you now, and ask that you would glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus, amen.